Emmett Hyatt had the night of his life last Friday night against Sadell. The Knoxville running back scored 4 touchdowns in a 37-21 victory with 164 yards rushing.
He'll give it to Hyatt. Hyatt looking for running room across the 10 to the 5. Touchdown! He's got the Bundy!
Number 28, Emmett
Hyatt. Emmett Hyatt, 4 touchdowns in one game. Al Bundy would be proud.
4 touchdowns in one game.
4 touchdowns in a single game.
4 touchdowns in one game.
Yes, Al Bundy would have been proud of that performance, but Hyatt was very quick to credit the big boys up front for providing a lane.
I mean, it was great. No better feeling. One thing led to another. 4 touchdowns feels great. I mean, feels good. Those guys up there working hard, and I'm falling their butts. And yeah, it's good.
As you can tell, Hyatt is rather soft-spoken, and as a player that he lets his action do the talking. And the action spoke loudly last week.
Here is McCarty taking a snap. Gives to Hyatt. Hyatt will go towards the pylon. Touchdown. Not even touched. A 6-yard play for Emmett Hyatt. That is touchdown number 3 for the running back. And that comes from 6 yards out.
Head coach Matt Duncan could see even last year as a freshman, Hyatt was a player they were going to count on in 2025.
This summer, we knew that he was going to be able to have success. And even back to last year when he was a freshman and got in towards the end of the season, he was someone that we were excited about. So it was good to see him have that success. And hopefully that just catapults him and keeps him going through the end of the season.
Even being in concussion protocol after week 1 has not stopped Hyatt. And Duncan says adversity he's been through has made him a better person. Duncan adds with the added playing time, Hyatt may be starting to break out of his shell.
He's kind of quiet, I feel like, but... Here, I don't know, the last 2-3 weeks, he started to kind of show his sense of humor a little bit, making some jokes when we were doing some film stuff and just kind of keeping things light at times. So it's been fun to see that side of him.
Reagan Roberts, a senior starting offensive lineman that paved the way for Hyatt last week, says Emmett is a kind of a kid that fans can easily root for.
It was really cool, and I think it established a lot of confidence in our O-line, you know. We got a few kids who have never started for us, so getting them to have that big rushing game certainly helps, and their confidence is like, man, we can run the ball. And so I think that just helped out the overall O-line's mood and, you know, hopefully generates more run game for us in the future. He certainly helps it, especially when we're down or something. He's just like saying stuff, and it'll get a quick chuckle out of you. And when he has a big game like that, it's easy to root for him because, you know, he's a really nice person, a really good person off the field.
After a battle for starting running back with himself and Jackson Clark, Hyatt now sees some lofty goals in his future, and if he has that kind of a night he did last week, they may be within reach.
I didn't even know I was going to start, but me and Jackson had a position battle, and I guess it just went in my favor. I would say get another win, obviously, maybe 1,000 yards. I don't know. We'll see. I'll try my best, though.
With renewed confidence and an offensive line that is willing to pave a way for Emmett Hyatt, this soft-spoken sophomore could be speaking volumes before his career, or maybe this season, is over. With this player profile of Knoxville running back Emmett Hyatt, I'm Derek Cardwell, Football Friday Night on KIA KRLS.